Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Jesus rose. Jesus rose. Jesus rose. Jesus rose. Jesus rose. Jesus rose. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that Jesus rose. I'm so glad that he got up. Amen. Glory to God. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, hit them up on Facebook. Tweet them and let them know that we're on the air live. Amen. Let's have a couple of general announcements. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. We are a ministry without walls, spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world. Amen. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry is under the leadership of Prophetess Yvonne Rye, the president and founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. For more information on how to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, you can email Prophetess Yvonne at yrowell50@gmail.com, or you can connect with her on her Facebook page, Prophetess Yvonne A. Rowell, and you can leave her a message there. Also, want to remind you of all the ministries that are under the leadership of Prophetess Yvonne Ryle. Amen. Glory to God. First, we have the Hour of Power on Sunday. Amen. From 6 o'clock p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The first half hour is the Prophetic Corner with Prophetess Martha from 6 to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The second half of the Hour of Power is Voice of Truth. Our Elaine Jackson is the host from 6:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Mondays, we have the Moment in the Spirit with Minister Michelle. Amen. For an offering of $25 or more, if you would like to get the Moment in the Spirit by email or by text, amen, you can contact Prophetess Yvonne at the email address that I said earlier, yrowell50@gmail.com, or you can contact her on her Facebook page. Amen. On Tuesday night, we have One Word from the Lord with Prophetess Yvonne and Pastor at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then on Friday, every first Friday of every month, we have Friday night prayer conference call. The first Friday of every month, amen, glory to God, you want to be a part of that. The next Friday night prayer conference call is May the 1st, amen, at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can call in at 1-605-475-4000, access code 494670 pound, and make sure that you match the pound button. You want to be a part of that. Amen. Glory to God. You receive a preached word, and everyone that's on the line will receive prayer. And also, don't forget about Saturday Without Walls Worldwide Radio with your host, Elder Evangelist Versa Askews, at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You want to get connected with God, to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, and be a part of what God is doing with these ministries. Amen. Glory to God. Where the Spirit of God moves, where there's healing and deliverance. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. That is all our announcements for today. The message will be coming from Luke today. Amen. Glory to God. Luke, the 24th chapter. And I'm going to begin reading at the 33rd verse. Amen. And while you're doing that, if you have your Bible, if you're out and about, amen, glory to God, when you get in and on your own devotional time, glory to God, if you will read the entirety of the chapter, amen, so that you can get an understanding of God's word, amen, and what he's saying to you. Amen. And I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, we thank you for another day. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for your everlasting love. We thank you, Father God, for making a way out of no way, Father. We thank you for providing for us, oh, Father. We thank you for protecting us from all dangers seen and unseen, oh, God. Father God, we thank you that you are God. We thank you that your love never changes, Father. We thank you because you are God and there is no other God. We praise your name. We worship your name. We adore you. We exalt your name on high, oh, Father, for there is no other God. Father God, we just praise your holy name. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the blood that he shed. We thank you for the life through him and through the blood that he shed over 2,000 years ago, Father. Father God, we just thank you for Jesus. Father God, we just thank you for your holy word, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you never left us alone, oh, Father God. We thank you for all of your promises, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for the lost all over the world, Father God. We pray that they will come out of the world of sin. We pray that they will say no to the devil and all of his ways. We pray, Father God, that they will come out of sin and live for Jesus. We pray, Father God, that they will repent of their sins. Father God, repent of their sin. Change their life. Turn their life around, Father. And come to Jesus while they still yet have time. Father God, we just thank you, Father God, for the supernatural things in our lives, Father. We pray for all the leaders of your ministries all over the world. We pray for the leaders of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. We pray for all of the leaders, Father. We pray for divine protection over them. Cover them in the blood of the Lamb, oh, Father. Father God, supply everything that they need for the ministry, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Let nothing by no means harm them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for all the Christians, our brothers and sisters in Christ, all over the world. We pray, Father, for the divine protection over them, Father, wherever they go, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we give you glory and honor. We magnify your name, for you're worthy of all of our praises, oh, God. Father God, we pray for the sick and the shut-in and all those behind prison bars, oh, Father. We pray for you to comfort them, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that they will call upon your name, for you said in your word, whosoever calleth on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Call on the name of Jesus, and he shall save you, heal you, and deliver you, and set you free. Glory to God. Father God, we just give you praise. We just give you honor. We give you glory. We magnify your name. Father God, we give this message back unto you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We praise you in the name of Jesus. All the things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. God is so good. He is awesome. He is awesome. He is so amazing. He is able to do all things, the impossible thing. He is able to do them all. Amen. And I'm going to begin reading. I'm in Luke 24, amen, verse 33. And the word of God reads, and they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and them that were with them, saying, the Lord is risen indeed, and have appeared unto Simon. They told what things were done in the way, and how he was known of them in the breaking of the bread. And as they thus spoke, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them, and said to them, peace be unto you. They were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, why are ye troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your heart? Behold my hands and my feet. That it is I myself. Handle me and see. For a spirit hath not flesh and bone, as you see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy and wonder, he said unto them, have ye here any meat? And they gave him a piece of raw fish and of a honeycomb. And he took it and he did eat before them. Amen. And I'm going to stop reading right there. Amen. Glory to God. But in your own devotional time, if you can, would continue to completely read this chapter and even the chapter before, glory to God, so you can get an understanding of what God is saying unto you in his word. Amen. The title of the message today is The Manifested Presence of Jesus After the Resurrection Being Alive. Hallelujah. The manifested presence of Jesus after the resurrection being alive. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When we look at the word manifest, and when we look at manifested, or when we look at manifestation, it simply means to make revealed. Glory to God. It means to make visible. It means to make it visible to the eye, to give a proof, evidence or something. And here in the scriptures, Jesus had manifested himself in the flesh. He had came back after his crucifixion, glory to God, after his resurrection. He showed himself not only to the disciples, but he had showed himself also to Mary Magdalena, glory to God, who was the first to see him, glory to God, hallelujah, in the flesh, glory to God. The Bible tells us in John, hallelujah, that the word became flesh and dwelled among us in all of his glory, glory to God, hallelujah. What a powerful thing, the manifest presence of Jesus Christ after his resurrection, showing himself to be alive. The scripture says that the announcement was made unto Mary that she would bring forth the Son of Jesus. So the word was made flesh, and he became Jesus, glory to God, when he became flesh and walked among us as a man, glory to God, hallelujah to Jesus. But here again in the scriptures after his resurrection, he came again, because one of the scriptures said that the door was shut and Jesus came, glory, hallelujah. Jesus came himself, glory, hallelujah, in his glory, glory to God, so that the disciples and his followers, glory to God, would have the faith to believe that he had risen. Glory to God. He did not, glory to God, he did not come any other way but in the flesh, glory to God, so that they would know for a shadow of a doubt that it was Jesus. See, glory to God, it was Jesus, hallelujah. He came in the flesh, and he came back in the flesh after his death, glory to God, hallelujah to Jesus, so that no one could take credit or nobody could gospel or hear Jesus had not risen. No, he did not show himself to everyone, glory and hallelujah to Jesus, but he showed himself unto Mary Magdalena. She saw him, glory and hallelujah. He showed himself unto his disciples. They saw him, glory and hallelujah to Jesus, hallelujah. And his other followers also saw him, glory and hallelujah. But the Bible says that Jesus was with them 40 days, glory God. He gave them a solemn proof that it was him. He was in the presence of the believers, glory to God, hallelujah to Jesus. And God wants to, hallelujah to Jesus, make Christ alive to you today in your life, glory to God, as he did back then, glory, hallelujah, in the day of his disciples, hallelujah to Jesus. For the Bible says, glory to God, hallelujah, that he was among them, hallelujah to Jesus, glory, hallelujah. He talked with them, he ate with them, he was with them in the presence, glory to God, so that they would not doubt that he had risen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why in verse 25 it said, then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. All night Christ had to suffer these things to enter into his glory. Glory, hallelujah. Everything in the Bible had to be still about Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. He had to be shown as the risen Savior. Glory to God. so that the gospel of Jesus Christ, glory, hallelujah, would have an effect, glory to God, that men would know that Jesus rose from the dead, that they would believe the gospel, glory, hallelujah, because he had told the disciples, glory, hallelujah, as you can continue to read the scriptures, to go forth and preach the gospel, hallelujah. But they had to know for a shadow of a doubt that they were in the presence of Jesus because they doubted. The Bible says that they doubted. When Mary Magdalene and the women came and told them that Jesus had risen from the dead, the Bible says they doubted. They did not believe. And Jesus Christ came back himself, the Son of the living God, to allow them to see and to know without any doubt whatsoever in their minds, glory to hallelujah, that Jesus had risen from the dead. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's why he said unto them, why are you troubled? In other words, why you don't have no faith to believe? This is me, he said. This is me. He showed him his hand and he showed him his feet. Glory, hallelujah, where the nails had been nailed in his hand and where his feet had been nailed to the cross. He was giving them evidence and proof, glory, hallelujah, in their spirit. So when they began to promise, when they began to preach the gospel, the very truth, Jesus is the truth, good God Almighty. He is the truth. He is alive. He still lives, glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. He still lives. Glory to God. That's why he came for himself. Hallelujah to Jesus, to give them a fallible proof that it says in Acts 1. Glory, hallelujah. He gave them a fallible proof, being seen with them for 40 days and speaking to them about the things of the kingdom. Glory, hallelujah. Jesus showed himself alive. He has risen, as he said. Glory, hallelujah. There is no other Savior but the Son of Man. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. He manifested his presence before his believers. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. He appeared alive after his resurrection. Hallelujah to Jesus, full of grace and full of mercy. Oh, hallelujah, and truth. Hallelujah to Jesus, the glory of the Son of God. Hallelujah, the holy begotten Son of Jesus. Oh, his presence and made itself known unto his disciples, because the Bible says they did not know until he opened their eyes that they could see. Not only did he open their eyes, he opened the scriptures unto the spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He manifested his own self. God, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He wanted their eyes to witness their Savior alive. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. He is alive. Jesus rose. Yes, he rose. He rose. He rose. He rose. Jesus rose from the dead with all power in his hand. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. And the Bible says, glory to God. Thomas, hallelujah, is in one of the other gospels. Hallelujah. That Thomas was not there. Hallelujah. And he said, I ain't going to believe this. And I'm just paraphrasing. I ain't going to believe until I see it. So I put my hand in the nail pricks in his hand until I see it with my own eyes. Glory to God. But the Bible says that Jesus manifests his presence again, and Thomas was there. Hallelujah to Jesus. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah to Jesus. He wants us to know that he still lives. He wants us to know that he's still able. He wants us to know that he still is. Glory to God. And he has all power in his hand, that he sits on the throne with the Father. Glory to God. Are you ready for his return? Good God Almighty. He don't care. In the flesh, he came as a baby, glory to God. He walked around upon the earth as a man in the flesh, and he's coming back again, glory to God, hallelujah. He's going to manifest himself to the world, glory to God. Are you ready? Glory to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, he's an awesome God, hallelujah. The scripture says that he opened their eyes that they might understand, hallelujah, and to see. of a risen Savior. Glory to God. Alive. Hallelujah to Jesus. I don't know any other little G God that has rose from the dead. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you go to the graves of the tomb, they're still, the bones are still in the grave. Glory to God. But Jesus rose again. And he manifested his presence. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. For the scripture says unto us, hallelujah, that Jesus suffered to rise from the dead on the third day. He suffered for our sins. He suffered that we might have life through him. Oh, hallelujah. He suffered upon the cross. Not for his sins, but for our sins, glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. He carried all our sins and our pains and our sorrows. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the Messiah, the Christ. Hallelujah. He suffered much pain for our sins. Glory to God. That we might have life in him. That our spirit could come alive. Yes, if he rose from the dead, glory to God. So shall you. If you believe and receive him as your Savior today, glory to God. Hallelujah. The manifest presence of Jesus after the resurrection, being alive and well. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. For the scripture says, hallelujah. And verse 47. And that they repenteth and remission of sin shall be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Glory, hallelujah, repentance. Turn your life around and to live for Jesus. Forgiveness of sin. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. That Jesus rose on that third day. Hallelujah, and showed himself alive. That the gospel might be preached in his name, among all nations, all over the world. Hallelujah to Jesus. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah to Jesus. He manifested himself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because you know, if he had not shown himself, somebody would try to say they were Jesus. Somebody would have said it didn't rot. Glory to God. Somebody would not believe. And many people don't believe today. Glory to God. But Jesus Christ died upon the cross for you and me. That you might have life in him. Believe the truth. Believe the gospel. Glory, hallelujah. That Jesus lived. Hallelujah. And he died, and he rose again, that we might have life. He died for the whole world, glory to God. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son into the world, glory to God. That none should perish, but have eternal life in him. It was through Jesus. That's why he came. He came down from heaven, 22 generations. And the spirit, glory to God, wrapped flesh around that spirit, glory to God, hallelujah to Jesus. Then he manifested himself and was upon the earth for 33 years, good God Almighty, hallelujah to Jesus. And then he came again among his disciples. He was in the midst. The Bible said he was in the midst. The door was shut and Jesus came, glory to God, hallelujah to Jesus. He manifested himself in the presence. Hallelujah to Jesus. He rose. He rose. He rose. And he yet lives. Jesus yet lives. Hallelujah to Jesus. And you too can live in him. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because of the blood that he shed. Because of the cross that he carried. Because of the stripes that he took. Because of all the mocking, the slapping, and the spitting, and all of the things that he went through, the wounds that he bare upon his body, the piercing of his side, his hands being nailed to the cross and his feet being nailed to the cross. He was nailed in his flesh for you. Glory to God and for me. Hallelujah. And for the world and his sins. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Jesus came himself. Glory to God. He manifested his own self that they would believe. That they would believe that Jesus rose again. Hallelujah to Jesus. You know, the women believed. Hallelujah to Jesus. But the Bible says Mary Magdalene was there at the tomb even after Peter had left. She was still there. And she thought Jesus to be a God, but it was him. He spoke to her. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, Mary, glory to God. And then he opened her eyes that she could see that it was a risen Savior. He had made himself, hallelujah, in her presence. He manifested himself in her presence. And she knew it was Jesus. Glory to God. And she said, Rabboni. Hallelujah, my master, my teacher, my savior. Hey, my redeemer, good God Almighty. Hallelujah to Jesus. What joy she had in her spirit. Glory to God. For the Son of Man had risen and showed himself unto her. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, he manifested his presence in all of his glory, in all of his honor. He rose from the dead with all power in his hand. The Son of the living God. He rose, he rose, he rose. He is risen, as he said. Glory to God. The Savior of the world. The Son of God yet lives. The Son of God yet lives. Glory to God. Do you believe? Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will believe the word of God. I pray that you will believe in the truth. Glory to God. Believe the message of the cross. Believe. Believe. Do not doubt. Do not doubt. For Jesus rose. Hallelujah. The risen Savior yet lives. Jesus is soon to return. He's coming back again. He showed himself many a time to his followers and his disciples, glory to God, that he had risen from the dead. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. God sent his only begotten Son in the world that you might have life in him, that you would not die in your sin. For he manifested his Son, glory to God, in the flesh, that all men can be saved, healed, delivered, and set free by the blood of the Lamb. Glory to God, hallelujah, to Jesus, the manifest presence of Jesus after the resurrection, being alive and well. He rose. Yes, he did. Glory to God. He rose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you don't know this risen Savior, glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. If you don't know him for the pardon of your sin, glory to God. If you will accept him as your Lord and Savior today, while you still have time, while the blood is yet running warm in your veins, and let him come alive in your life. If you would say this prayer with me, Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, I confess my sins. I renounce them all in Jesus' name. Wash me with your blood. Forgive me of my sins. Glory, God. Come into my heart. Create in me a clean heart. And renew a right spirit in me. Glory, God. Hallelujah to Jesus. And if you said that prayer and you honestly do repent and have a godly sorrow, amen. Be saved and change your life today. Glory to God. If you have given your life to Christ today, if you will leave your message on Facebook, glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you to find your Bible, believe in church, get you a Bible, begin to read your Bible, take your Bible with you wherever you go. so that you will have your word in front of you, glory to God, because there are many false prophets all in the land. They arise all in the land. So you need to have your word so you'll know the word and the truth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We got to get out of here. I want to welcome you to the body of Christ. Amen. If you give me your life to Christ today, glory to God. Thank you for tuning in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Amen. Glory to God. He is able to save, heal, deliver, and set free. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now unto him that is able to fall and to present you faultless before his presence with the same joy. To the only wise God I say, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. God wants his son, Jesus Christ, to arise in your life alive. Hallelujah. Come out of the world of sin while you still have time. Be blessed. Have a good week. Let nothing take your joy. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God.